Breathe upon your word tonight. Your word says, without you, we can do nothing. I come tonight relying only on you, on your help, on your mercy, on your grace. As that not one person will leave here the same way they have come. Let tonight be a defining moment for somebody. Let this night rattle the kingdom of darkness like never before. Be glorified, Lord. Be honored, be adored. In Jesus' precious name. Give the Lord a clap of hand. Welcome people around you and tell them you are welcome, 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 welcome. And please to sit down. I welcome everyone here tonight in the precious name of Jesus. How merciful God is to us to bring all the people from all over the country. A couple of people, please, if your name wasn't mentioned, pardon, literally follow the name of the list. Trinity Oga from Calabar, you are welcome. Happy to see you at Adongo, Bishop Joseph from Ghana, also I sighted you in the camera. You're welcome. God bless you. Zenzo and his wife Michelle, all the way from Massachusetts, Boston. We're happy to have you in the name of Jesus Christ. Ephesians chapter 6, verse 10, all the way to verse 18. He said, finally, my brethren, be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. Put on the whole armor of God that ye may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. For we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places. Wherefore, take unto you the whole armor of God, that you may be able to withstand in the evil day, and having done all, to stand. Stand therefore, having your loins get about with truth, and having on the breastplate of righteousness, and your feet shod with the preparation of the gospel of peace. Above all, taking the shield of faith, wherewith ye shall be able to quench all the fiery darts of the wicked. And take the helmet of salvation and the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God. Praying always with all prayer and supplication in the Spirit, and watching thereunto with perseverance and supplication for all saints. The Lord bless his word. In Jesus' precious name. Tonight the subject is, be strong in the Lord, with the emphasis, the necessity of spiritual strength. The necessity of strength. We are to be strong in the Lord, but the question is, why is it necessary to be strong in the Lord? Why is the strength in the Lord necessary? The scripture admonished us to possess and maintain strength in the Lord. We just saw that in Ephesians chapter 6 verse 10. It said, be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. In 1 Corinthians chapter 16 and in verse 13. 1 Corinthians 16 and in verse 13, he said, watch ye, stand fast in the faith, quit ye like men, be strong. Be a man, be strong. Why is spiritual strength not such a necessity? I'm going to ransack through a couple of reasons why I think it's a necessity. And so we are looking at the necessity of spiritual strength. Number one. Spiritual strength is needed to handle spiritual warfare. Spiritual strength is needed to handle spiritual warfare. The absence of strength is existence as a victim. If your spiritual journey as a person and as a pastor is not to end in defeat and frustration, spiritual strength is not negotiable. Be strong in the Lord and in the power of His might. Put on the whole armor of God. The Bible said in the book of 2 Corinthians chapter 10 and in verse 3 all the way to verse 6. It said, for though we walk in the flesh, we do not war after the flesh. So there is war. For the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but mighty through God, to the pulling down of strongholds, casting down imaginations, and every high thing that exalted itself against the knowledge of God, and bringing into captivity every thought to the obedience of Christ, and having in a readiness to revenge all disobedience when your obedience is fulfilled. If you are not to end as a victim of spiritual warfare. See, I want you to understand that there is multi-direction warfare in the realm of the spirit. One thing, a basic one, is that the altars of your father's house, of your lineage, don't want you to make any progress with God. God told Samson, before he could step into the assignment God had for him, he said, go take a young bullock and throw down the altar of Baal, which is in your father's house. That was necessary for Samson to make any meaningful impact in ministry. There are people who are genuinely called, but because they become victims of spiritual warfare, it appeared as if they were not called at all. Sorry, Gideon. Throw down the altar of Baal in your father's house. That was Gideon. Spiritual warfare has to do with the territorial powers of the land where you are based. The territory where you are, there are forces there that don't want you to function. Forces of witchcraft, forces of the occult. Spiritual warfare has to do with occultic altars. Masquerading as altars of God. Agents from the pit of hell. Agents of darkness. If you are not to end as a victim of spiritual warfare, you need strength in the Lord. I speak prophetically to somebody today. That strength that is needed is coming your way right now. If you are a believer, shout the Lord and say amen. If you are a believer, shout the Lord and say amen. Number two, spiritual strength is needed to turn sudden battles to the gates of the enemy. Sudden battles. Battles that arrive suddenly. Now, spiritual warfare is a general ongoing thing. But these are battles suddenly. They may not have to do with a warfare situation, maybe a property battle. Maybe a battle in a health situation or something. Battles that arrive suddenly. Isaiah chapter 28 and in verse 5 all the way to verse 6. Isaiah 28 verse 5 all the way to verse 6. It says, in that day shall the Lord of hosts be for a crown of glory and for a diadem of beauty unto the residue of his people and for a spirit of judgment to him that sitteth in judgment. And for strength to them that turn the battle to the gate. So there is a strength that is needed to turn battles to the gate of the enemy. In 2 Samuel chapter 22 and in verse 40. 2 Samuel chapter 22, he said, for thou hast gathered anointed me with strength to battle. Them that rose up against me, thou hast subdued under me. You guard me with strength unto the battle. Psalm 18 and in verse 9 says the same thing. Thou hast guarded me with strength. He bowed the heavens. Verse 19. Thou hast guarded me with strength unto the battle. Now if you move to Joshua chapter 14 and in verse 11, you see how Caleb was speaking. He said, as I am, he said, as yet I am as strong this day as I was in the day that Moses sent me. As my strength was then, even so is my strength now for war. But to go out and to come in. Everybody looking for strength for war, shout, I receive strength for war. I receive strength for war. I receive strength for war. I receive the strength to finish the devil. I receive the strength to bury the devil. I receive the strength to bury the forces of hell. If you are saying amen, say louder amen. Lift your hands, say, I receive that strength now. I receive strength now. I receive strength now. I receive strength now. There are those who came in into this conference from the midst of a battle. There are some seated here, you have fought and fought and fought, and you are tired of fighting. I am anointed to announce to you, this conference marks the end of that particular battle. Battle over your health. Battle over your health. Battle over your ministry. Battle over your children. Battle over your children. Battle in your place of work. Battle over your career. Battle concerning the church itself. Look at your neighbor, say the battle is over. Your battle is over. Your battle is over. I am seeing somebody who has battled a particular battle for 21 years. I don't know what that battle is all about, but God is speaking to me that the end of that battle just came right now. The end of that battle just came right now. The end of that battle just came right now. Shout the loudest amen. Shout the loudest amen. Look at somebody by yourself. Say, you are at the end of the battle. You are at the end of the battle. You are at the end of the battle. Oh, shut up. Take your seat in the presence of the Lord. And the battles of life, they don't serve you notice. They don't serve you notice. They just come suddenly. One day I was walking through our living room. Many, many years ago, over 15 years ago. And I felt an arrow on the chest. So I moved and I stood on the spot, retrieved, refired back to hell. Jekokoko babaratas, leketekeke babaradosa, shalash! I was in that mood when my wife and children ran from the rooms. Daddy, what is going on? I said, I am fighting. I am fighting. I just saw an arrow. And I just pulled it out and sent it back to hell. You know, when people drop and they go suddenly, they don't explain to you what happened. You are not aware. They don't. You can't. There is no way you would have known that this was what happened. Retrieved and refired back to hell. You see, and if your destiny is great, your battle may be strong. Before an international minister asked me for a conference, many, many years ago, the devil appeared in the dream of the night, vision of the night, green-eyed devil, I've said that before, and he gave himself, not me, a timeline where himself will expire, not me. And I told that devil to show you that you are such a useless devil. I won't even discuss it with my wife. I carried it. And just before that conference arrived, my wife and I were traveling. I think we were in France or something. Go somewhere. Certain satanic satanic symptoms. Those were retrieved and sent back to hell. The time came, conference came, conference passed, power moved, lives changed, destinies changed. Then I informed my wife, this was the time the devil gave himself. My time has come and it has passed long ago. You can't be buried like chicken. Hey! You can't be wasted like chicken. You can't be wasted like chicken. If it is oil that is on your head and it is not just ordinary water, you can't be buried like chicken. If you are saying amen, say a lot of amen. Say, tell it not in Gath, publish it not in the streets of Ashkelon. For on the mountains of Gilboa, the sword of Saul and Jonathan was cast down, vilely cast down, as if he had not been anointed with oil. Why should a man who have oil on his head be buried like chicken? Die like the way David died. Died like the way Saul died. Died like the way Jonathan died. I announce today by the apostolic and prophetic mantle of God on my life. If this is the only thing you came for this conference, it was worth it. But the last battle that defeated you shall be the last forever. The last battle you lost. The last battle you lost. The last battle you lost. The last battle you lost shall be the last forever. Take your seat, because tonight I want us to pray. We are going to do that irrigation of tonguing. Spiritual strength is needed to tongue sudden battles to the gate of the enemy. Number three, spiritual strength is needed to stand firm in the days of adversity. You stand on your feet. In Proverbs chapter 29 and in verse chapter 24 and in verse 10, he said, if thou faint in the day of adversity, the reason is your strength was small. Needed to stand in the days of adversity, to stand on your feet, stand firm. In Ephesians chapter 4, chapter 3, and in verse 14 to verse 16, Ephesians chapter 3, verse 14 to verse 16, for this cause I bow my knees unto the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, of whom the whole family in heaven and earth is named, that he would grant you according to the riches of his glory to be strengthened with might by his spirit in the inner man. That he will grant you to be strengthened with might. Well, there's something that is called inner strength. Inner strength that makes you solid like stone on the ground. See, when the wind blows, papers fly. When the wind blows, feathers fly, but not metal, but not stone. And one thing you cannot avoid in life is the blowing of the wind. The challenge is, the matter is that winds may blow. It is not the blowing of the wind that matters, but the flying of the paper that is the issue. It's natural for the wind to blow. But if you want the blowing of the wind not to affect you, you must refuse to be paper. You must refuse to be lightweight, because there is a connection between weight and strength. Are you hearing what I'm saying here today? That is why the pair weight, equivalent weight in wrestling, 100 kg or 50 kg, they don't, you know, there is that connection. Am I speaking to somebody here? You need strength to remain standing when wind blows around. You need strength to remain standing in the days of adversity. So that whatever happens in your city, whatever happens in your territory, whatever wind blows, you are just on the ground stable, kakraka like an iroko tree. Give you an example.
I don't know whether it will not be close to 20 years now.
When there was the demolition exercise where our churches were, our church was in the year 2000, this is 24 years. Where the massive, they pulled down. I mean, I think it was only our church that remained standing at that side. Everything left, everything right. All manner, even the bulldozer was there already on our church premises. The first bulldozer crashed first. It just stopped working in front of our church. Now, the newspaper had already carried it that our church had been demolished already. So, a pastor ran to me. He said, this is the news I'm hearing. In fact, it has been carried in the news. And he knows people in the authorities where they approve building plans. That those authority people said that the building, the church is gone. While he was fidgeting, coincidentally I spoke to that pastor today on phone. While he was fidgeting, I said, calm down. I said, calm down. That was a storm. It was a general storm. But there was a rugged inner strength. I told him, calm down. And I told him two things. Number one, I said, no one built this church for us. And no one can take it down for us. Because Jesus said, no man taketh my life from me. I have the power to lay it down. I have the power to take it up. So I said, if it is time to bring it down, no authority will bring it down. And if it is time to build it up, nobody. I said, secondly, not one stone will come out, come down from this building. Go and sleep. I gathered them. I said the same thing to the pastors. The bulldozers came. The first one grounded in front of the church and went beyond it. Continued demolition. Come. I heard that the minister at that time came and just stood like this, looking at the church. What is this? Completely helpless. Because strength is cure for threat. Ay, 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 ay. The only reason why you fear the threat is because you lack the strength. When the strength is there, the threat is nothing. Do you understand what I'm talking about? In the days of the storm, in the days of adversity, what makes you stable on the ground that makes it appear as if nothing is happening is inner strength, resilience. And I'm not talking from theory. I'm talking from a practitioner's point of view. The person to listen to is the person who has the proof of what he's talking about. Not theoretical knowledge. Right? I'm not theoretical knowledge. You know, there are some theoretical online people. Nothing on ground. Church is practically empty. Zero. 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 Even those listening to them online, they are not helping them. At least they should have attended a physical church. Theoreticians. I hear what I'm saying here today. I announce to you today, every storm that is around your life today, that storm expires now. If you are saying amen, shout the loudest amen. If you are saying amen, shout the believers amen. Help me, look at three people around you. Tell them that storm is over right now. That storm is over. You came from the middle of a storm. Wherever that storm is, wherever that storm is, I declare it is over. 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 Shout the loudest amen.
When it is time, when it is time to pray, you are going to tell the Lord, no wind will ever blow me anymore. No wind will ever carry me anymore. No wind of any sort of adversity will shake me the slightest inch another time. Are you ready for point number four? Take your seat. Spiritual strength is needed to birth purpose. To birth divine purpose and vision. Spiritual strength is needed in order to give birth to divine purpose, to birth purpose. 2 Kings chapter 19, verse 3. Okay, I think I missed this. Now, just move. All right. 2 Kings 19:3. We'll look at it. He said, and they said unto him, thus saith Hezekiah, this day is a day of trouble and of rebuke and of blasphemy. It's trouble. It's rebuke. It's blasphemy. For the children are come to birth and there is no strength to bring forth. It is time. It is time. The labor has matured. Pregnancy was carried for 9 months. Woman is in labor, but no strength to push. There are many visions that have not been birthed because strength was low. It appeared until people began to look like as if God did not call you. As if you were lying. As if you are not saying the truth. As if you are living in sin. That is why you are not seeing results. But there is a strength that is needed in order to birth purpose. Isaiah chapter 37 and in verse 3. Isaiah 37 and in verse 3. The Bible said, and they said unto him, thus saith Hezekiah, this day is a day of trouble and of rebuke and of blasphemy. For the children are come to birth and there is no strength to bring forth. No strength. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Somebody say loud amen. I said on Sunday that boldness of faith does not make a lion. If you are a lion, it is by inner strength and genetic composition. You have to be a lion with lionic genes. And the lion is the strongest among the beasts. He turneth not away for any. Am I communicating at all? Oh Lord, listen to this. When a woman is in labor, the midwives will begin to ask her, or the obstetrician or gynecologist, to push. Madam, summon your last strength and push. And she said, I'm tired. Just try your best and push. When that strength is not there, they decide to do a cesarean session. Unfortunately, I am not aware of cesarean session in the spiritual realm. Yes, unfortunately, I'm not aware that anybody can perform a surgery, a cesarean session, to bring out your vision, to bring out your purpose, to bring out destiny, to bring out the prophecy. You must push it out. Hey! Oh, Mahashatatalala. You must push it out. You must push it out. I can assist you. I can lay hands on you. But I can't push it out for you. You must muster the strength. You must muster the energy. You must muster the capacity to push it out. Many, many years ago, I went to preach in Living Faith Church in Boko. That was before we ever had any branch, maybe in Benue State or in Boko. You remember? And I saw the building, and it was like other Living Faith churches everywhere. I said, how can this man be in Lagos? And these things are happening everywhere and he's not there. And the Spirit of the Lord said to me, it is inside him. You just push them out. It is his content. It's a deposit, but he must push it out. The availability of divine deposit in a man is the responsibility of God. The deposit that you will carry, your potential, your graces and your giftings will be God's responsibility after you have done some things. But the manifestation of that deposit is the responsibility of man. The father will put the seed in his wife, but he cannot push out the child for the wife. The madam woman must push out the seed. That is why this conference is a conference where purposes shall be born. Look at where we are standing here today. Just, if you take a look, just look around. By the mercies of God, this doesn't happen by grammar speaking. This doesn't happen by eloquence of speech. This doesn't happen by any level of frivolous operation. It happens by spiritual strength. One day, an evangelist academy in Jos, he came during the course of this construction. He went around. I was taking him around. He said, how come something like this is happening and you are so calm? You are not stressed? Tension free? Everything is going on. Laborers, thousands of people. When the roof was on, thousands of people. And they were all on top of it like ants. Doing one thing or the other. And just driving around and moving and cracking joke with everybody. How are you? How is everything? Everything's going. And then they come with a bill. Sir, we need 200 million naira now between now and the next 3 days. Go ahead. Go ahead. we need 150. In those days, 190 million naira became is $1,000. So when they said 200 million, they are saying we need 1. Something million dollars now. Then. All right, I said, go on ahead. And then another 3 days, they have finished that phase. Then they return back. We need another 300 million now. Go ahead. No sleepless night. Ask my wife, ask God. That in the course of the construction, that one night, oh Lord, what will we do tomorrow? I will fall asleep. At times I tell my wife, I say, I started sleeping before I laid on the bed. Are you hearing what I'm saying here today? Anything that must be born spiritually must be born by strength. Amen. Strength. And the bigger the child, the higher the strength needed to push. Mahashatokolala. If you go to Lagos Church today, where we satellite the First Act Church that you just saw on the screen, that is the headquarters of a ministry. Am I communicating? If you go there, that is the, you say, international headquarters of a ministry. Now, the fact is that there are plenty of them in Lagos like that. Even in that axis, that First Act town alone, that axis. Okok, all manner, satellite and papa, everywhere. You go to Makodi in Benue State, that one day is like flies. They are in their structures, over 40-something. How many are they within the city now? Over 60 churches within one town. All running their services inside their properties. In their numbers. By the strength of the Lord. And people are staying inside dilapidated buildings that is not equal to a house fellowship center. Making noise. Dilapidated buildings not equal to a house fellowship center. Making noise. Paul the Apostle, once in a while, say, I speak as a fool. Let me boast more. Do you remember Paul the Apostle? When he began to talk, he said, let me boast more. I speak as a fool, but let me boast more. But it's reality. Hey! We went to Lagos the other day. The Americans and all the guys followed us. Two planes went with us. No dime was dropped. Two private planes carried people to go. Do you understand what I'm talking about? These are not things we talk about. You just move about in simplicity. And you come to crusade grounds and you preach without raising offering. Please, I want you to gain strength. I want you to gain strength. I want you to gain. There are many things inside you that need to be better. I want you to gain strength. I want you to gain strength. I want you to gain strength. And that strength is coming out of you right now. Lift your hands and shout, strength! Lift your right hand and shout, strength! Lift your right hand, shout the loudest, strength! Place your hand on yourself and say, in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. I am giving birth. Port Harcourt Church is in construction right now. I won't tell you how much the land alone. You know how costly land is in Port Harcourt? This is about 20 plus of land together. Inside town on 28 plots. Inside town. Airport, what do you call it? Stadium Road. Right there, smack dab. Bought in 10 figure amount. Free of charge. I mean, it was as free as 10 figure in our currency. Fully paid for. Without stress on any location. No membership stress. Nothing. No pressure or fundraising from the church of any sort. We don't talk about these things. But you move steadily, effortlessly, without stress. Causing the work of the Lord to go ahead. Talkativeness is not equal strength. Noise is not the same as strength. Impact is proof of strength. Oh yes. But our God has his churches in tens of numbers. Do you understand what I'm talking about? Today, Peter said, such as I have, I give unto you. And if there is anything you have seen here that you desire in your life, it is coming upon you right now. If there is anything you have seen on this ground, you have seen in this ministry, that is a desire you have, receive it now. If you are saying amen, shout the loudest amen. You are saying amen, shout the loudest amen. Look at three people around you. Tell them strength is coming, strength is coming, strength is coming. How many of you, there is something inside you that must be born. Something inside you that must be born.
Something inside you that must be born. Something inside you that must be born. Something inside you that must be born. Something inside you that must be born. I declare a release of grace to birth it. In the name of Jesus. Give the Lord a praise and take your seat. Fifthly, strength is needed to move with speed in life. Strength is needed to run the race of life with speed. And you must run with speed so that you don't become history while you are alive. You must run with speed. So that you don't become angry when you are left behind. Bomb is dropping off. Hey! 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 Somebody lift your hand and say, I shall run with speed. I shall run with speed. I shall run with speed. I can't afford the bitterness of the left behind syndrome. Because if you are left behind while I am running, no be me do you. Somebody say amen. I have seen people. One day, a man in the ministry of Papa Yedebo, moving with arrogance and pride, Papa said to him, calm down, this pride will destroy you. He said, let it destroy me. Let it destroy me. That man, when Canaan Land Faith Tabernacle was being dedicated, he didn't have place to sit. This man was almost at the same ranking with Papa when they were growing up. It destroyed him. He just let it destroy me. It destroyed him. Somebody said they saw him sitting far in the congregation during the dedication. Tears welled up in his eyes. The glory he should have been partaking of, he was looking at it from afar. Looking at it from afar. After that, they assisted him with effort to return back. They assisted him. He said, this is the first time I am flying after about 20 years. My left. You must run. I say you must run. I say you must run. I said you must run. If you are the person that is about to run, shout, I am running. 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 Give the Lord a big clap and a lot of shout of praise. A bigger clap and a loud most shout of praise. Take your seat in the presence of the Lord. Strength is needed. In Psalm 19 verse 4 to verse 5. That's the Lagos Glory Sanctuary that was dedicated on Sunday. Majesty. Has basements with overflows. Main sanctuary. Beautiful. Office complex, and it's already overwhelmed. People are already sitting on the roadside. It was a crusade size outside, and I said to them, I'm coming there for a crusade. Hallelujah.
It's not of him that willeth or runneth. It's of God that showeth mercy. Calm down.
You know, God weighs
people's hearts before he puts things in their hands. That breakthrough that will not glorify God will never happen. He weighs the heart of people.
He said, Jacob I have loved, Esau I have hated. They have not behaved or misbehaved yet. From birth, still in the womb. They have not been born. They haven't behaved. They haven't misbehaved. Jacob I loved, Esau I hated. Lord, why will you hate a baby that is not yet born? I am not hating him in his babyhood. I am hating the behavior of his future.
I know how he's going to behave. I know he can sell anything for food. Somebody say loud amen. Look at Psalm 19 verse 5. Psalm 19 verse 5. Psalm 19 and in verse 5. Start from verse 1. Let's start from verse 1.
He said, the heavens declare the glory of God, and the firmament showeth his handiwork. He said, day unto day uttereth speech, and night unto night showeth knowledge. There is no speech nor language where their voice is not heard. Their line is gone out through all the earth, and their words to the end of the world. In them has he set a tabernacle for the sun. Verse 5. He said, the sun is as a bridegroom coming out of his chamber and rejoiceth as a strong man to the race. So, strong men run races. Strong men. 1 Kings chapter 18 and in verse 46. The hand of the Lord came upon Elijah, and he gathered up his loins and ran before Ahab to the entrance of Jezreel. He ran before Ahab to the entrance of Jezreel. He ran before Ahab
to the entrance of Jezreel by the hand of the Lord. Is God speaking to somebody? How many of you know of athletes that inject themselves anabolic steroids to get enough strength to win the race? I'm sure you know that. So they have to check their bloodstream to be sure that there is nothing that is supplying them extra strength. Beloved, if you are not happy with your speed, increase strength.
If you are not happy with your speed in life, you are not happy with your speed in ministry, you are not happy with your speed in your assignment, gather more strength. Determined to build up more strength. Build up strength. Build up strength. So that you don't run and get tired on time.
Military training is full of a lot of race. A lot of running. Endurance. As a function of strength. Somebody say amen.
Today, in the name of Jesus. 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 Every delay on your life's journey is over. Every delay on your life's journey is over. Every delay on your life's journey is over. If you are saying amen, shout the loudest, amen.
Strength is needed to move with speed in life. If you want to run as fast as you should in the race of life, spiritual strength is needed. Number 6. Maybe I'll end in number. Number 6. Strength is needed to scale heights and cross obstacles. When you have heights to scale, when you have obstacles to cross, what do you need to scale the heights? What you need to cross the obstacles is strength. Habakkuk chapter 3 and in verse 17 to 19. Habakkuk 3, 17 to 19. Although the fig tree shall not blossom, neither shall fruit be in the vines, the labor of the olive shall fail, and the fields shall yield no meat. The flock shall be cut off from the fold, and there shall be no herd in the stalls. He said, yet I will rejoice in the Lord. I will joy in the God of my salvation. He said, the Lord God is my strength. He will make my feet
like hinds feet and make me to walk upon my high places. Make me to walk upon my high places. Make me to walk upon my high places, because I am guarded with strength. Joel chapter 2, verse 1 to 2. I think I'll land at a comfortable place and then we shall be true. Chapter 1 to 2. He said, blow ye the trumpet in Zion. Sound an alarm in my holy mountain. Let all the inhabitants of the land tremble. For the day of the Lord cometh, for it is near at hand. A day of darkness and gloominess. And he said, a day of clouds and thick darkness. Then he said, as the morning spread upon the mountains, a great people and a strong. They are great and they are strong. There has not been ever the like. Neither shall be any more after it, even to the years of many generations. A great people and a strong. What do they do with their strength? Verse 4, verse 5. Verse 4, verse 5, verse 7. The appearance of them is as the appearance of horses, and as horsemen, so shall they run. He said, like the noise of chariots on the tops of the mountains, shall they leap, like the noise of a flame of fire that devoured the stubble. As a strong people set in battle array. Look at verse 6, incredible. They shall run like mighty men. They shall climb the wall like men of war. They shall march everyone on his ways, and they shall not break their hands. They climb walls by virtue of strength. They shall run like mighty men. They shall run like mighty men. Verse 7, you went too fast. They shall climb the wall like men of war, and they shall march everyone on his ways, and they shall not break their ranks. They climb on walls. They surmount obstacles. If you want to shift higher, you move by strength. You move. Strength. Strength. He said, they are guarded with strength to walk in their high places. If there are obstacles before you, you surmount them by strength, not by tears. Obstacle crossing is another training in the army. You run, jump. You run. By the time you become weak, you can't cross anything. You can't cross anything. Many are standing in front of obstacles, barriers, gates closed, doors closed, because of the lack of strength. Existing at the same levels in life because of the lacking in strength. When it was time to start going from nation to nation, there appeared some slight resistance at the beginning. So I got strength from Isaiah 45. I shall go before you and make the crooked places straight. Open the two-leaved gates, and the gates shall not be shut. He blasted all doors opened. All. The most powerful visas in the world have met me at the office. Yes, met me at the office. This is the visa is ready. I don't know if you understand what I'm saying. So you can calculate in your head which one is the most powerful, which one is next most powerful. Which one is next? That's take. In the office. One day we are going to a country and they say, I must appear at the embassy. I told them I'm not going again. You can keep your business. You are the one who need me in your country. I don't need to come to the country. Are you following? By spiritual strength built up by one life, I will open the two leaf gates. I will go before you. If God is going before me, who can close the door? Are you hearing what I'm saying here today? I declare today, in the name that is above every name, Jesus Christ, the resurrected Lord, today the siege is broken. Every obstacle you need to cross, I declare that obstacle is surmountable.
number 7. And then I'll do number 8 and we pray. 7. Strength is needed to command generational exploit. Command exploits. Strength is needed. The people that do know their God, they shall be strong. And they shall do exploits. Shall be strong. Strength is needed to generate and command exploits. Genesis, Daniel chapter 11, verse 32. Then you look at Judges chapter 16, verse 1 to verse 4. And this, then went Samson to Gaza, and saw there an harlot, and went in unto her. And it was told the Gazites, saying, Samson has come here. And they compassed him in, and laid wait for him all night, in the gate of the city. And they were quiet all the night, saying, in the morning, when it is day, we shall kill him. And Samson lay till midnight. And arose in the midnight and took the doors and the gates of the city. The two posts, he went away with them, bar and all, put them on his shoulder. Carried them up to the top of a hill. It's one thing to carry load, it's another thing to climb hill with it. Uphill on foot. The gate, not the door of a house. Not the gate of an estate. The gate of a city uprooted with one hand, placed on the shoulder. Not an estate. In that chapter, when they saw his size and saw his result, they said, this is not normal. Forget about the children picture of Samson that they paint with muscles. Forget about that picture. If Samson's muscles were obvious, and if they were obviously behind his exploits, nobody will ask him of the secret of his strength, because the muscles will be obvious. You will see it in the muscle. You will see it in the muscle. So there was nothing about Samson that could account for his result. That is the meaning of exploit. Your size, when they see your size and see your result, it doesn't match. When they see your age and see your result, it doesn't match. Even for some people here, your experience. You are 5 years in ministry, 6 years, 10 years. You are seeing results of people of 30 years. In the year of 2007, Abuja Stadium was already jammed to capacity. 2007 is 17 years ago. You can show us the clip. 17 years ago. By the time we're 4 or 5 years, fields were jamming with people. Then when our path crossed with Rehab Bunke, it went to another level. We'll talk about that tomorrow. It's unaccounted for. Nobody can say, how? I wonder why it's taking you such a long time to show us the National Stadium. Show us the preaching segment. And you'll see your sincerity there. The look hasn't changed so much. I think I'm looking younger now than then. Somebody say amen.
Gates of this stadium
your story has already changed forever. Change forever. Change forever. The Bible says, who is he that saith? And it cometh to pass when the Lord commanded it not. He frustrated the tokens of liars.
All right, that's okay.
He make a diviner smart.
He said, that's it. Here's this.
National Stadium here.
Are you hearing what I'm saying here today? Six services overflow. Five services overflowing. We need. How many of us are ready for that strength today? Five little canopies outside has overflowed by first anniversary. Has overflowed by the first church anniversary. By the second anniversary, it has shifted road. Exploits. That is the typical area one service. That is people sitting outside the fence. That was 2017. We came here 2018. That was just the year before we came. Tuesday morning, healing and deliverance service. Hallelujah. Is God speaking to somebody here at all? I decree today, fresh grace, strength for exploits is released now. In the name that is above every name, strength needed for exploits be released now. Finally, take your seat, and this is number eight. And this to me appears like one of the most important needs for exploit, for strength. Strength is needed to bear the burdens, the burden of a challenged generation, the burden of the weak. Is needed, strength is needed to bear the burden of a challenged generation, to bear the burden of the weak. In Romans chapter 15 and in verse 1, Romans chapter 15 and in verse 1, he said, we then that are strong ought to bear the infirmities of the weak and not to please ourselves, bear the infirmities of the weak. We that are strong. I'd like you to know this. Let me round off with this. There are many of us today who need to be strong, not just for yourself. There is somebody who needs your strength. There is a family that need your strength. There is a city, a community, a church, even a nation that is counting on your strength. Moses, if you decide not to be strong, Israel will be buried in Egypt. Gideon, if you decide not to be strong, the Midianites will overrun the Israelites. Gideon, David, Goliath is a threat. Saul is a coward already. All the men of Israel are chickens already. David, if you fail to be strong, Israel will become the slaves of the Philistines. I don't know who I'm talking to. But God is saying to you, even if you don't need strength because of you, what of those who need your strength? What of your family people that are being destroyed by premature death? Being destroyed by drug addiction? What about your siblings that are dying and are failing and they are not rising? What about your community? What about your city? What about your nation? It is not the perishing of Moses in the wilderness that is the challenge, but the wastage of Israel in Egypt, because Moses wasn't rescued. It's not the perishing of Moses. It's not the loss of Moses in the wilderness that is the major problem. It is the wastage of a generation in Egypt because Moses refused to show up. There are people here I've been sent to talk to you. God is saying, why do you want to give up where some people need you to stand? Where you need to stand, not just because of you. There are people today who are still Christians because of your fire. There are people today who have passion because of your passion. There are people on the evangelistic fields today. Reverend John Dacko, the number of pastors and people who are on the evangelistic field, you can count it like this. Nobody wants to be there. Nobody wants to be there. Everybody wants to sit in the church comfortable. And don't move out of your comfort zone. Number of people praying for the sick and the afflicted are very few. It's all about principles and 5 steps to get this and 10 steps to get that. And the Greek word for, and Hebrew word for this. Especially young people coming up these days. Eloquence, they will talk sharp. And just sit in there. They don't want to be troubled by people's problems. They don't want to be harassed by somebody who is sick in the hospital. Do you understand what I'm talking about? Everything is just reduced to speech. Paul the Apostle says, my preaching is not in the words of man's wisdom, not ordinary speech, but in the demonstration of the Spirit and of the power. So that your faith does not stand in the wisdom of men, but in the power of God. Many people have told us, when they see us every night commanding the day, what kind of consistency is this? You are everywhere around the world preaching. So no doubt, I must remain on fire. You need to be strong for your family. You need to be strong for your children. You need to be strong for your parents. You need to be strong for the house, for the congregation, for your contemporaries in the ministry, for those who are trying to sink and to give up on God. You need to stand up and say, I can't give up. Stand up on your feet. Say, if I give up, many will go down, so I can't give up. If I give up, many will go down. I can't give up. I must keep on trucking. I must keep on pushing. I must keep on moving. You're going to pray in the Spirit for 10 minutes. Because we have taken so much time, we would have done 30 minutes. But 10 minutes brutal. Lord, I connect strength today. Not just for me. Evangelist Jonathan, there are many people looking up to you in America today. You know that. Many are looking up to you today. Because raw preaching, the demonstration of the power of God. Real gospel preaching with signs, with wonders. Life transforming preaching. Addiction breaking preaching. Yoke destroying preaching. Fire imparting preaching. Destiny changing preaching is all gone. All gone. Either it is principles or rubbish message of grace.
That's right.
You were the one telling me now the other day when we met. You told me about three people. 8,000 seater dome. It's now 250 members inside. Preach until he preach away everybody. 8,000 seater dome. I won't mention where it is. Preach until everybody. What kind of rubbish is this? What you once preach before you preach completely against it. Now, if you say you have the ministry of Jesus and what you are preaching is from Jesus, Jesus is a crowd puller. Whether he was in the seashore, crowds gathered. He was in the temple, crowds everywhere. What kind of rubbish preaching are you preaching? That you cannot put camera on the crowd because nobody is there. It's ministers conference, so we tackle ministry matters. We tackle ministry matters. If you are preaching the ministry of Jesus, nobody preach holiness like Jesus. Nobody preach principles like Jesus. Nobody preach everything like Jesus. He was crowded everywhere. Any angle he turned, crowd. Anywhere he turned, crowd. When Kaduna stayed the other day, crowd. After your crusade, that was the next crowd. After Bonke's crusade. Kaduna was 91. 1990. That was 34 years ago at Multala Square. We did in the stadium. See, this is the only crowd comparable to this is Bonke crowd. Yes. When? Everyone. And Jesus. No offering is being taken on the grounds. Hundreds of buses, minimum 100, brought people everywhere. I paid from my pocket, my own. The church didn't pay for that. The whole bill of the crusade came from my own pocket. I said, tell me the bill. Once they tell me, I signed it in one check. That is, you are the one praying for the people. Taking testimonies, two girls born deaf and dumb spoke on the same day. And then all manner of miracles happened. You are the same person who paid for the people to come for the crusade. That's how to live. That's what I think. Amen. Can you just show us the cardinal crusade? Without a dime taking us offering. Alright? That's the ministry of Jesus heals. It saves. It delivers. It liberates. It is crowded. That kind of ministry where there is hardly anybody physically on ground has no other route but the pit of hell. Ministry that ministers more to unbelievers than to the church. That excites sinners more than the church. From the pit of hell. Jesus will never allow such to flourish. Mark it. Was that the Kaduna Crusade? Show us the clip of the crowd shot. Is God speaking to anybody here at all? They are outside the stadium. Things were happening. Blind were seen outside. We got to hear that later. Wisdom is justified of her children. Stand up on your feet. That is why you need to stand. And I want pastors. In our generation today, I think we are suffering from a lot of mutism. May the Lord open our tongue against the forces of hell. The silence of good people is more dangerous than the utterance of wicked people. But right now, Lord, I know that somebody's life is tied to my assignment. I know that somebody's destiny, a city, and I was just talking to you, Evangelist Jonathan, and all that you need to do it full blast. No apologies. That meeting we talked about in August, work it out. Because I'll be going to Florida in August as well. Sorry, in October. Are you following what I'm, full blast. God will not leave himself without a witness in every generation. And there are people who said, I am looking up to you. I am counting on you for your nation. For your generation. He said, no, I'm not waiting for Smith Wigglesworth anymore. His time is gone. I'm not waiting for Oral Roberts anymore. His time is gone. R.W. Schembach, they are gone. They played their role. Evangelist Reinhard Bonnke. His time is gone. You are... When I sent him the clip of Jalingo Crusade, when he saw it, he said, this is our crusade. This is Bonnke Crusade. This is Reinhard Bonnke Crusade. Then next thing he said, I am excited that even though Bonnke is gone, the spirit of mass evangelism has not left Africa. I'll make him say one or two things about that tomorrow. Hallelujah. Now, this is not Abuja. This is not Lagos. This is not Christian-dominated Port Harcourt. Calabar. This is far north. Plenty of Muslims. Kaduna especially. This is not his. In the heat of terrorism, bomb blast, terrorists blowing up communities. This time, that was when we went. You are going to lift up your hands. And there are people, if you pay them 1 billion naira, they won't go to that place. Even Kano, we went to Kano. You know, Kano, where you people ran away from. And they had to go. Because the riot was so terrible. You know, one bishop, I think it was Bishop Ransom, one of the bishops told us, he said, the crusade that we had in Kano, the only crusade that could have been like Kano was the Reinhard Bonnke crusade that didn't hold. It was the Reinhard Bonnke crusade that failed to hold. That was the only crusade that could have been that size. Otherwise, in their history, to their knowledge of that city, nothing like that ever happened. That is the place where the worst kind of... You were there, you were in Kano. Very correct. That was the place where the worst kinds of religious crisis has ever happened in this nation. Went there. That was Kano. We have jokers in Pampas. Standing who don't know exactly what ministry impact, what territorial impact is all about.
Napkin.
Huh? Because you can be 80 years old and wear pampers. And be 18 and be mature. You are going to lift up your two hands. And you are going to pray brutally in tongues. I receive a fresh baptism. A fresh baptism. A fresh baptism. A fresh baptism. A fresh baptism of strength. I receive a fresh baptism of strength.
The fresh baptism of strength to impact my generation. Father, I know that somebody is counting on my strength. I cannot fail.
Lift up your two hands everywhere you are.
In the name of Jesus, lift your hands and your voice and say, Father,
Father,
I have come before you today,
to receive strength
that is needed
to handle spiritual warfare,
to receive strength
to turn battles
to the gates of the enemy,
to receive strength
to stand firm
in the midst of adversity,
to receive strength
that is needed
to bet purpose.
I receive strength
to move with speed
in life.
I receive strength
to scale heights
and cross obstacles
in life.
I receive strength
to command exploits.
I receive strength
to bear the burden
of a challenged
generation.
To bear the burden
of the weak.
To be a David.
To be a Gideon.
To be a Moses
in my generation.
I receive the strength
now.
Go ahead, open your mouth and pray.
Open your mouth and pray.
Open your mouth and pray.
Pray, pray, pray. receive strength. Receive strength. Pray in the spirit.
Open your mouth and pray. Lise se pediga. Lise se pediga. Exadidalo, rete sedia, te peregrinas, sadagalalahara, rete sedia, Lite sidi, la ratasarara, ata sede verora, ata sede verori, lete sifra casara, la ratasaka kalagara, le ratosaka pete sakulagara, retasaka pedagara, legara, retosaka takataka kalagara, ratasaka kaladivagara, ratasaka lagara, ratasaka takataka sakulagara.
Strength. I receive strength. Let us set the fetus in the Lahara. 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 Let us set the fetus in
In the name of Jesus. Lift up your hands everywhere you are. Hands lifted. That's right. I see something happening everywhere here. Lift your hands high.
Any other say, you're all my soul. Oh, you're my Jesus. Oh, Jesus.
You are the same.
You're all my soul. Oh, you are the same. You're all my soul.
Lift your hands high. Anywhere you are, if you know that sin, iniquity, guilt anywhere you are, you know God is not happy with you the way you have lived or you are living. You say, I need this strength, but my strength has been weakened with guilt, with iniquity. I want to make it right with Jesus. While we lift up our hands to receive unusual supernatural strength tonight, quickly you come forward here and just make your way right. Come right to the altar. Run to the altar here. You will come on your knees straight when you come. The rest of us, lift your hands and begin to receive your strength. That's right. Run like this man is running. Don't walk. Run like that man is running. To the altar. To the altar. To the altar. I give a count of 20. One.
Jesus, you're the Savior.
Three. Four. Five.
You're the
Six.
Master.
Seven.
Oh Lord, you are the Savior.
Eight.
are Jesus.
Yes, you are the Savior.
You are the Savior.
Yes, you are
the Savior of my soul. Oh, you are the Savior. Sing it to my time. You are the Savior of my soul. Oh.
A lot of people overwhelmed here today, tonight. Those of you on your knees, place your hand on your chest as you pray this prayer after me and say, Lord Jesus, I come before you today to surrender my life to you. Today, it is my desire to follow you, Lord. No turning back. From today, I go forward ever, backward never. I receive the grace to live for you, Lord, to do your will. Help me, Lord, to live for you, to do your will. Thank you, Master. In Jesus' precious name, amen.